Psalms 121 and 1. I'll read one verse for you and I'll let you be seated. I'm getting addicted to this little board here. And one of these days, Lord willing, I might get me one, you know, just write with your finger and you can got color on it. But right now, we still old school. Let's go to Psalms 121 and 1. David said, I will lift up. I could preach that, just lifting up. I will lift up mine eyes. You know when people are sad. You know when they're down. But he said, I'm tired of looking down. I'm tired of looking around. I'm going to lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. I'm tired of looking at other people to help me that have let me. I'm going to look up to the hills, a higher place where my help really comes from. Lord, I come for you, that come to you this morning for help. I have needs. Every one of us has needs. Amen. And I ask you to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Help us, Lord, to realize the only help that we have in this life comes from you. Lord, we are not made by ourselves, but it is he that hath made us. And Lord, we ask that you keep us and protect us in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. He said, I lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Help. Oh, Lord, help. That little phrase that says, help me, I've fallen and I can't get up. You laugh now, but then when you get older, you're like, where you get one of them from? That has been coined a registered trademark now. If you look behind that, it says little R, because they coined that phrase. So now that you relate to this, whatever company it is that sells that, help. Help me, I have fallen and I cannot get up. So this morning we all need help. My help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth. We're not talking about some small thing. The same God that made the heaven and the earth is the one I'm looking to help me. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee, he's not only my help, he is my keeper. He's my keeper. He will not suffer. He will not suffer our foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Amen. And when I go to sleep, I got to depend on an alarm system. But there's one alarm system that never goes to sleep. God never sleeps and he never slumbers. He's not going to suffer my foot to be moved. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, and the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. I'm coming back to that. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve. Preserve me. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Now, the Lord is my help. He's my keeper. He is my preserver. He creates the shade. Now, I'm one of those that write in cursive and print. There's a name for that. Anybody know what it's called? You write partly in cursive and you write partly in print, part cap, part snort. But he is the shade. So I want to teach a little sermon this morning, time permitting, stay in the shade. Stay in the shade. These are the three key words inside of this passage of scripture of eight verses that he is our help, He is our keeper, and he will preserve us. David said he had lift up to his eyes to the hills from which cometh his help. It all starts with help. Every one of us needs help. People that want to be independent, I'm telling you, you can't get it done by yourself. Nobody ever got to where they got by themselves. Nobody. Everybody needed help. And independent people, they always stay down because they don't want any help of any kind. And guess what? They never rise. And so David said, I don't want to forget where comes my help. My help come from the Lord that made heaven and earth. I want to acknowledge him, the same one that made heaven and earth sees me. David said, when I considered the moon and the stars and the handiwork of God, I said, Lord, what is man that thou art mindful of him? There you are thinking of me. There's an old song that says, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. And truly we were. And so it's one thing to help me, but then if you help me, I gotta keep me. I can help you get that job. It's up to you to keep it. You can help people do lots of things, but keeping what you help them to obtain is a whole different story. So, Lord, I need you to help me. I need you to help me keep what you've helped me to get, lest I lose what you've helped me to get. The Lord is our keeper. Amen. He is our keeper. Abel was, Lord, God loves keepers. Brother Ken loves keepers. When we go fishing, they got what's called a belly board. Anybody know what a belly board is? You lay those fish down on that belly board and they've got to reach 14 inches. And if it reaches 14 inches, you know, you twist the tail and open them out, whatever you can do. But if it reaches 14 inches, it's a keeper. And the Lord loves keepers. Amen. He loves those that meet the measurement. He loves keepers. And Abel was a keeper of sheep. The Lord loved Abel. He was a keeper. But he didn't care for Cain because Cain said, am I my brother's keeper? I don't want to keep up with anything but my stuff. And that's not what the Lord likes. The Bible says to give a higher care to the things of others than you give to yourself. A higher level of care. Wow, that's a keeper. So the Lord is thy keeper, and he is thy shade upon thy right hand. Now, the right hand means power. It means strength. So he is the shade. He is the protector of your strength. If you wore sunshades, what is it doing? Protecting your eyes. It covers your eyes to block out what? The bright light. So it protects your eyes, and you need to live in the shade. Stay in the shade. Amen. If you're out working one day and you're really hot and you need to sit down, don't sit down on that stump in the sunlight. Go find a place in the shade. Sometimes I talk to people and we're standing out there in the sun. I say, could we step in the shade, you know? Why stand out in the heat when you can step in the shade? God has shade for us. Why take the heat of the world when God has shade for you? God has protection for you. God has covering for you. Why stand out in the heat? And he restores our strength. He strengthens us. He's the shade upon our right hand. You remember Israel had to stay in the shade. If the cloud moved, they'd better move because the sun would smite them in the wilderness. And so as the cloud moved, they moved with what? The shade. They moved with the shade. So the shade is a protection, and it casts this, it intercepts the light, and it casts a shadow. Now, I know y'all are not first grade, but maybe second grade. So I thought I'd give you a little. Okay, class, what is this? That's the sun. Okay. Now, what is this? That's a cloud. And then, what is this? That's a loudmouth. That's what they know. That's a house. That's a tabernacle. That's a tabernacle. And if you didn't have the cloud, it would be hot right here. But the cloud creates the shade. And it eclipses the sun to block out the bright heat and the sunlight to bring comfort and covering and shade to those that dwell in the tabernacle. I hope y'all got that. I know it's over y'all's heads, but it casts what's called a shadow. Shadow is what is not the real thing. See, this right here cast a shadow, but the shadow kind of like is, it casts this shadow right here, and this is not the real thing. It's a shadow of this thing. It is a shadow of things to come. And so we talk about the shadow of death. Job wrote, you go read the book of Job, shadow of death, shadow of death, shadow of death, because he's always walking through. And David said, yea, though I walk through the shadow of death. He didn't say, I'm not going to die. He said, I'll fear no evil. What is the shadow of death? The shadow of death is that what's fixing to come. The shadow is not death. It's what's coming is death. And so the shadow down here is not the cloud, but it is the cloud that will come. It is a reflection, or not a reflection, but it is an image, if you will, on the earth of what's in the sky. And so the Old Testament tabernacle was a shadow of things to come in the New Testament. The Bible says it was not the very thing, but he told Moses, make it according to the pattern that I show you, because I'm going to use this again as an illustration to those in the New Testament so they can easily see how to serve me in the New Testament. And the Lord did that with Moses, and we read Colossians 2 and 17, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ. Now, I want you to hold that thought. We're going to get a little deeper than this elementary thing up here. But the body is of Christ. The shadow was in Christ, but it signified things to come. So it was a shadow. The things that Moses did was shadow and foreshadowing the coming of Christ to the earth. And you might even remember what overshadowed Mary, the Holy Ghost, overshadowed her, right? And it came upon her. And she conceived, but she was first overshadowed before she conceived. Then Hebrews 8 and 4 said, for if he were on earth, speaking of the body of Christ were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. We didn't need another good priest. They had priests. That was not the problem. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shewed thee in the mountain. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry. Christ has obtained, he didn't come to be another high priest, although he was one. But he went beyond that, a more excellent ministry. But how much also he is the mediator. Everyone say mediator. He is the mediator. He is the go-between of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Christ did not come to take somebody else's position. He came to create a new one. A new one, a new position, a new place, and a more excellent ministry, a ministry of mediation, not a ministry of condemnation. As many people have ministries of condemnation, that is not of Christ. The ministry of Christ was always reconciliation. And that's what Paul said. We have the ministry of reconciliation. We reconcile things. Let's find a way to make this work. So Christ comes to reconcile the differences between God and man. Because God in the Old Testament was a very angry God. He kicked Adam and Eve out of the garden. And he stayed angry. And the only way to turn away the wrath of God in the Old Testament was to offer these bullocks and lambs and blood. And it like, okay, I'll wait another year and see how y'all do. And then the next year it was the same old thing. But when David sinned, he did not offer bullocks and lambs. He said, for in these things you have no pleasure. But where a broken heart and a contrite spirit is, you are near. So David kind of broke the mold, and that was what was basically the tabernacle of David. He broke the mold as to how they were doing. He was before his time. And so what Christ did was tried to reconcile, not tried, he did reconcile the difference between an angry God and men that were subject to sin. The Bible says if you say you have no sin, you just sinned. If you say you have no sin, I don't care how righteous you are, if you say I have no sin, you are a liar. That's what he says. So Christ came to be between the heat of God, the wrath of God, and fallen man, and a tabernacle of clay. He became Emmanuel, known as God with us. God with us. Jesus Christ was the expressed image of God. If you say, watch this, I'm going to express myself. Whatever I do, that expresses myself. Well, that's what Christ was. He was the expressed image of God. He was God in flesh. Hebrews 1 and 3 says, who being the brightness of his glory, of God's glory, the brightness of his glory, and the expressed image of his person. He was the expressed image. He was the image of his person. He was the image of his person. And upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself, you know, if someone would have helped him, we'd say, well, you know, he couldn't do it on by himself. Did it? He did it by himself. I can't do it by myself. But he did it by himself. And if he's able to do that, he's able to secure us, the Bible says. He's able to him that is able to keep us from falling. Purge us of our sins. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank God that he did it by himself. He went to Calvary's Hill by himself. He offered himself a lamb. He laid himself down as a lamb. He became a mediator between me and God and said, God, they can't do it on their own. They're too weak. They're but flesh, as Moses once said. They can't do it. So let me come between you and them. And he sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. 1 Timothy 2 and 4 says, who will have all men be saved. The object of Christ's coming was that you could be saved from the wrath of God. Do you understand that? Salvation is about being saved from something. If you fall into the water, I throw you a life jacket. I have saved you from drowning. Being saved does not mean, oh, I get to go to heaven. I'm saved. Being saved means not going to hell. Saved from the wrath of God. That's what salvation is. Because God was angry at man because he had fallen and continued in his sin. But that all men may be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God. One God. One God. One God, one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. There's not but one God. Oh, you see, I read over here, what is God? God is light. 1 John 1 and 5 says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. There's one God. And God is light. And there's one between the tabernacle of clay and God's wrath. Shade. Wrath. Shade. Heat. Shade. So God is the light. Christ, Jesus Christ, was the image of God that is between God and man. The man. Do you understand that? This is why I was emphasizing the body of Christ. It is the man, Christ Jesus. The man, Christ Jesus. So when the body of Christ came between God and man, it cast a shadow of things to come. So that now man can tolerate. Man can live. He can walk and live. When the moon eclipses the sun, you still have light. It's just not burning you up, but you still have light. And that's what Christ did. He eclipsed the wrath of God so that man could now, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, and it would like he could live in the shade rather than in the wrath of God. So the Holy Ghost, my brothers and sisters, becomes the shade that was sent down to overshadow us. The Spirit of God is the shade. Anybody ever picked up the shade? No, not those shades. It's like a spirit. It's like a spirit. And it descends. You're getting it, I can tell. It descends. And so the shade descends. He sent it down and it surrounds us and it leads us and it guides us. And I want to stay in the shade because I was made in the shade. Amen. And so Christ came between mortal man and eternal God and provided the shade. So though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. It doesn't mean I'm not going to die. It just means I'm not going to fear evil, for thou art with me. So Isaiah 30:1, we'll put this all together with a little bit of time I have left. Woe to the rebellious children. There's always someone don't want to stay in the shade. Always someone will say, why do we have to do that? Well, it's for your own good. All the things that God wants you to do, listen close, is for your own good. When you look at the things the world do, look at them. Look at our healthcare system. It's out of whack because people are not taking care of themselves. And the things that God put in place was to take care. Are you not the temple of the living God? And if we would take care of ourselves, healthcare would go down. They're not saying that. Woe to the rebellious generation or children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. They talking to other people about listening to what they, you always keep going down the line till you find somebody agrees with what you want to do. And then you take their advice. But not from me, and that cover with the covering, but not of my spirit. Not of my spirit. That's what the shade is. It's like the Spirit of God. And they add sin to sin. I come to forgive you of sin, but they just add compounded sin to you that walk and go down into Egypt and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh. David said, I'll look to the hills from whence cometh my strength or my help. My help comes from the Lord, but their help came from Pharaoh. It came from Egypt. But what are you going to do if Egypt goes away? And trust in the shadow or the protection or the covering of Egypt. But if Egypt goes away, you'll lose your shade. You'll lose your protection. You'll lose your hope. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame. Your shade went to shame. After a while, whatever you're trusting in, if it's not Christ, it will go to shame. Everything will go, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that the Lord is Christ. Everything else will be a shame. And trust in the shadow of Egypt for your confusion. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt shall be your confusion. Once that Egypt falls, and once you trust in what you trust in, David said it this way, some trust in horses and others in chariots, but my trust is in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's in, David said, in thee and thee only do I trust. So the Spirit of the Lord is like our shade. Have you got that? All right. Then I'll close with this. Psalms 21 and 7 was the rest of that verse. I want to read it again. Because anytime you put something in the shade, it's going to last longer. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. He will save your soul. It starts with H-E-L-P. Help. You cannot save yourself. You cannot. And nobody else can save you either. There's no preacher, there's no priest, there's nobody, there's no brother, there's no sister, there's no church that can save you. Only He can save you. He shall preserve me from all evil and preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. What did He say? My sheep know my voice. They'll go in and out and find green pasture. I will preserve them. Amen. So this morning I asked you to stay in the shade. The Lord is my help. He's my keeper and He is my preserver. I'm sure you do too, got jars of jelly that people have given you. Sometimes we make, I quit making jelly. My wife and I used to make jelly. Problem is, I won't eat one jar all year long. So I'll eat on that one jar and I put the rest of them in the pantry, and guess what happens? They go bad. But I kept it. Just because you keep something does not mean it's preserved. I help make it. I help make it, you know, but helping it doesn't preserve it either. And some of the old timers used to put wax film on the top of it, trying to help that to preserve it even a little bit longer. But ultimately, only God is the preserver of your soul. He is the preserver of your life. When the devil came to God, He said, "Where have you been?" He said, "I've been to and fro on the earth." He said, "Well, have you considered my servant Job? You can do anything you want to him, but you cannot take his life." God is the preserver of our life. He didn't even have permission to take anything away from him except the Lord said, "Do it." Amen. So God's Spirit preserves us. The Bible says we are sealed with what? The Holy Spirit of promise. That's what we're sealed by. And so I'm asking you this morning to stay in the shade. If you get out, He talked about that rebellious generation. That are people that get out of the shade. And when you get out of the shade, guess what you're subject to? The wrath of God. The only thing that turns back the wrath of God is Jesus. That's it. And if you don't call on His name, you get the wrath of God. You've got to have Christ in your life. Amen. Let's clap our hands one good time to the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, God bless you. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back for morning worship.